Hi, I'm Bede Hill, and this is The D Word, the show where we talk dementia. Great to be back for another hour of Dementia Chat and Music. Glad to have you come to you here on UK Health Radio. Now, sport has played a massive part in my life, from playing to covering events for the media. So when the chance to talk to my guest Keith McIntosh from the Sporting Memories Network came about, I jumped at the chance. And Keith will be joining us right after this, here on The D Word. If you've got a story to tell, it would be great to hear from you. We're on Twitter at Radio DDW, the Radio DDW Facebook resource page, or by email to tdwradio@gmail.com. Be great to hear from you. My guest this week is Keith McIntosh. We'll be talking sporting memories. But to start with, let Keith introduce himself.
Okay, with pleasure. My name's Keith McIntosh. I'm based in Leyland in Lancashire, central Lancashire. And I first heard about this wonderful organisation called the Sporting Memories Foundation, or the Sporting Memories Network. It would be about 6 years ago when I was taking part in a charity golf day up in Scotland. And I was in the company of a golfer and a keen sportsman who lived in the Prestwick area of Scotland. And we got talking about how you keep busy in retirement and what are you involved with, et cetera, your hobbies, whatever. And I said, I've actually gone back to my roots of watching my local football club, and I accompany a former professional footballer from Burnley Football Club and England, in Brian Pilkington. And he said, I know of him. I said, really? The Scottish football supporter knows of this guy that I look after. I'm his dementia friend and supporter and match day carer. And he said, yeah. He said, have you heard of Sporting Memories? I said, no. He said, well, it started up in Scotland in the care homes, the nursing homes. He said, when the co-founders started taking in sporting memorabilia into the care homes and the nursing homes to create reminiscence sessions. So to take the old footballs with the laces on, to take the old Charlie Buchan's football manuals and programmes and all the rest of it. And that really took off. And then they started setting up groups around the country, mainly attached to sporting venues. So when they came down to, and I said, well, that's great. I want to find out more, because that's right up my street. Because I was caring for a number of people, particularly men, who had been involved with sport in their early years, who were living with dementia, Parkinson's, similar conditions. So I soon made contact with the Sporting Memories Foundation, one of the co-founders, Tony Jamieson Allen, and I said, I'd love to help you to bring this fantastic initiative that I've heard about to Lancashire. And he said, that's great, because we're about to just head over into Lancashire and we're looking for partners. So I introduced them to Chorley Football Club Community Foundation. I introduced them to the Lancashire Football Association. I introduced them to Preston North End Community Foundation, and away we go. And I'm pleased to say that all those three organisations are now well established sporting memories clubs that meet weekly, offering well-being through reminiscence. So that's how I've got involved with this Sporting Memories Foundation, and it's great. And you bring people together who have got a background and an interest in sport. You create an opportunity for them to meet socially over refreshments, and it's talking tables. They just share their stories. And then some of them, who are a little bit more confident and able, will actually do a little bit of a Q&A session, and they will be sharing their memories of when they played football, cricket, golf, whatever, around the local areas and the local communities. And then somebody will say from the group, I thought I recognised you. I played against you 40 years ago when you did this. That's how it works, Pete. It really is something very special. And then we bring in special guest speakers from a range of sports and activities and backgrounds. So we've had footballers, rugby, cricket, professional snooker players, table tennis, badminton, and it's amazing what people's interests and connections there are. And we're offering an opportunity to provide care and support, friendship, companionship for people living with dementia, loneliness, depression, not only for the individual people who are living with these conditions, but for their families. We're there to support them as well. So that's the background to the Sporting Memories Foundation, how I got involved with it. And, it's great, and it's well worthwhile.
Yeah, I'm sure, you know, it's great service. And those sporting memories, when I was working in with the groups with people living with dementia, those sporting memories are so great. And, you know, for me, I sometimes get accused by my wife as knowing the complete build-up to Alan Sunderland's winner in the 1979 Cup final, but forget what's on a shopping list, because it's so, you know, those memories are just so, so strong.
Yeah, they are. And to tease those out, those memories, to actually then put a book or a photograph of it, or Charlie Buchan's annual in front of them and saying, just have a look through that and see. And then the photographs, the pictures, the stories actually create a memory. And it's a case of I was there. Mm. I went to that match. I went to that final. I was there. And then you get the story and the journey of how that came about. And it's wonderful. It really is a fantastic. There's over 130 clubs now around the country. Most of them are attached to sporting venues, are the charitable trusts and foundations of sports clubs, cricket, rugby, etc., etc. Some of them are attached to community dementia hubs and held in community centres or libraries, or wherever a dementia hub takes place. So it's a great initiative, and it's proven to be very popular and well worthwhile.
Yeah, like, you know, you mentioned the old Charlie Buchan football annuals, which I've got a good collection. I can remember taking one in to one of our sessions, and one of the guys starts looking through, and then he intently stares at this picture of Brian Clough in his playing days with Middlesbrough. And he turns around to me and says, I marked him five times and he never scored against me. And I said, did you used to play pro? And suddenly we had this great conversation. He played 500 games for Leighton Orient. And without that annual, none of that story would have come out.
That is absolutely brilliant. And I've heard similar stories across the sports of people who refereed them, you know, because we've got a few. And again, the volunteers who join us, who want to give something back, either personally, generally, because of their experiences with dementia or Parkinson's, whatever, they want to volunteer and spend time, and they meet and greet, and they'll get their refreshments in, and they just buddy up and sit alongside, and they actually just talk and connect. And then they'll say to me as the group leader, oh, by the way, I've just discovered this, that this gentleman who's just come for the second time with accompanied by his wife used to actually play for or play alongside or et cetera, et cetera. And like you said, Pete, you're off on a journey of discovery and well-being, and you're able to actually create a happy place that they then can share with others. It works. It's fantastic. Absolutely brilliant.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Sporting Memories is this week's subject. I'm chatting to my guest, Keith McIntosh from the Sporting Memories Network. It's a great initiative, one that really provides a two-way street, which allows the facilitators and volunteers to learn as well.
Yeah, I agree. And you just never know who you sat next with. And people will bring people as well. you know, and we receive referrals and introductions as I... Oops, sorry about that. I've sat up my drum kit, by the way. That's another initiative, Drumming for Dementia, but that's one for another day, another story. Oh, moving on. And they, you know, they actually bring people and they share the stories. And quite often it will be the wives, generally, who will say, this is my husband's background. He's not so good at talking and sharing it, but if you can get somebody to get alongside and tease it out of him, this is where the volunteers play a, such an important and valued role. And I'm a great partnership. We get them referrals and introductions from social prescribing. Have you heard of social prescribing? I know it's taking off all over the country nowadays since COVID and all the rest of it. We receive regular referrals and introductions from our local social prescribing teams that they are supporting through various situations, bereavement, medical conditions, dementia, diagnosis, Parkinson's, et cetera, et cetera. And they will say, we're supporting a family. We've discovered that the husband or the wife has got a background and interest in sport. Can we refer them to you and can you invite them along to come along and see what goes on? And quite often, the care and support for the family or for the carer or the partner is actually just important, if not more, than the actual individual guest, friend and guest who comes along to the group session. So that's all part of the voluntary support package that we offer as Sporting Memories clubs.
Yeah, I always think it's great in terms of people with dementia and their carer that they have this team approach where they go to things together and learn things together.
Yeah,
and I think that's kind of really important.
Yeah, and one of the other offshoots of Sporting Memories, and it came about naturally because one of our volunteer supporters at the Chorley Sporting Memories Club is a former top entertainer. And for him to sing traditional Lancashire folk songs, Sit Me Down and the Blackpool Bell and all the rest of it, but it actually rekindles. And music, like sport, is a fantastic initiative for remembrance and well-being and health and well-being and you know, mental stimulation. And so every now and again, we'll do a musical theme session in partnership with a fantastic organisation, a national one charity called Playlist for Life. Have you heard of it?
Yep.
Brilliant.
Yep.
Brilliant. And again, well, our friend Norman Prince, who's the front man of the Hope and Weavers, who were very popular in the day around the northwest, north of England, really. And again, he's ready-made to do the interviews. Well, tell us about this music. Why is it your favourite song? And I'll give you an example. On the very first day when this gentleman came along to our group, he was introduced, referred to us. His son brought him along just for a taste to see how it goes. And it was a musical Playlist for Life session. And any suggestions, any requests? And the hand went up from John. And he said, yeah, I'd like to play this song by Van Morrison, Have I Told You Lately That I Love You? And so we played it and all the rest of it. Soon got it up on YouTube and we played it. And we said, okay, so what's the background? What makes this special? And he said, we went to school together in Ireland as young lads. On the very first day. Yeah, how good is that? Just out of the blue. And his lad was amazed that actually that song, that music, that name actually created that memory. He didn't know. He said, well, that's something new for me. But that is the positive power of music in a reminiscence session. Sorry, I keep touching me.
No problem at all. But,
yeah. Anyway, so that's another. And it makes a difference. I've got some great stories, but I could... anyway, I could fill it up for ages, but the real life stories of how music can play its part, to actually create health and well-being and great memories and take people back to a happy place. Yeah.
Here on UK Health Radio, where you find us talking all aspects of health 24 hours a day on the website at www.UKHealthRadio.com. And if you miss any of our shows, they're all available for listen again and download on the site. My guest this week is Keith McIntosh from the Sporting Memories Network, and bringing sport and music together creates some great links. And as we always say here on the show, let's concentrate on what people can still do, and often sport is one of those activities.
Yeah, I agree. Look on the bright side, be positive. And I agree. People can live well with dementia and similar conditions. And that is something that we want to play our part to help people to do that and to support their families and carers and give them an opportunity just to have a couple of hours off whilst the wives can just potter around and go and do some errands. Or in one case, I've planned my dental appointment to coincide with the Sporting Memories session because it can be very challenging and disturbing for my husband to come with me whilst he comes into the treatment room. It's something as practical and a life experience, but it's important that we play our part. And then we say, that's fine, no problem. Here's a volunteer. He'll buddy up. They'll get alongside him. You just go and do what you've got to do, and we'll see you in an hour's time. And it's more relaxed and more comforting. And that's care and compassion, I call it, because you're offering it's practical care and showing genuine compassion for people who are really struggling at times to cope with the stresses and the pressures of supporting their loved ones who are living with dementia. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's 5 million unpaid carers in the country. Who do an absolutely amazing job. But it's not all about reminiscence, is it? You sent me a really, really good YouTube clip as well. It's all about getting out there and playing again the sports that you love.
Yeah, it is. And as an offshoot, as an extension of the Sporting Memories clubs, groups that we're involved with, particularly in Chorley and Leyland, then through other contacts and networks that I'm involved with, we've launched a dementia-friendly, Parkinson's-friendly golfing memories group based at my home club of Leyland Golf Club. And they're one of the first clubs to adopt this model that's been set up in partnership with England Golf and the Alzheimer's Society, because the Alzheimer's Society are very keen to encourage sports groups, organisations and venues to become recognised dementia-friendly. And golf, like table tennis, has proven to be a very positive, proactive activity, sport, for people to take part in whilst they are living with these conditions. So we've set this up recently. It's been launched at Leyland Golf Club, and the feedback from England Golf and the Alzheimer's Society has been fantastic. And their aim is to encourage other golf clubs to follow suit and to particularly to welcome back former members who stopped playing and gave up their membership 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 plus years ago and bring them back and reunite them with some of their friends who they used to play with or play against in certain cases. Some of the stories that come out at the golfing memory sessions. So we just it's a sporting memory session, but particularly it's based at a golf club and it's golf themed. So the memorabilia will be golf themed. The stories and memories from speakers will be golf themed. But then you leave time, talking tables, refreshments. That's the quality time when they share their personal stories. And to hear two old boys sat in the corner saying, correct, if you go outside and have a look on that winners list, champions board, you'll see my name's there in such a date. And that's when I actually played against you in a grand final and I beat you by one shot. And they sat next to each other at this golf in memory session and they're pointing to the name on the board, the date, the time. Pete, it's amazing. They can actually remember how well they played and what their score was to win the tournament or the championship. And I'm thinking, where has that come from? And then there's the banter and the wind-up that goes with it. That is the positive power of sporting golf in memories, reminiscence. I love it. But to be in the company of those people who can share their memories and tell their stories and memories of the best course that they've ever played on or visited, or the best score that they ever played and shot in a competition. And they can remember the detail. The weather, the conditions, the points, the scores, amazing. And that is what really makes it work a treat. So that's golfing memories, which is an extension of sporting memories.
Yeah, I think, you know, it just goes to prove what we were saying earlier in the conversation, how strong those sporting links and sporting memories are. I mean, in your sessions, have you come across any sort of minority sports and sort of, you know, out of the mainstream a little bit of the football, rugby, kind of cricket world?
The other sport and activity that I'm involved with, again, it's all dementia, Parkinson's friendly, and it's an extension of everything else that we're involved with, or connected with. It's called table tennis therapy. So table tennis, again, research has shown that playing table tennis can be a very positive, proactive sport for people who are living with neurological conditions. And table tennis therapy for dementia, Parkinson's in particular, has proven to be. So Parkinson's UK, Parkinson's Scotland are now working in partnership with Table Tennis England to offer up ping pong Parkinson's or Parkinson's table tennis friendly sessions at table tennis clubs around the country to welcome people in. And we run a monthly session on Saturday mornings. This Saturday morning, we will have five tables on the go at our local church hall. I will have volunteer coaches and friends who buddy up and support, and maybe 10 to 12 people, ladies and gents, who are living with Parkinson's, will come along and they'll play table tennis. They'll walk up to the table with the tremor. They'll walk up to the table with a frozen leg, one of the Parkinson's conditions. As soon as they get ready to play, they put a bat in their hand, it's rock solid. And to see people who have never played table tennis for 20, 30, 40 plus years, last time they played ping pong was in a youth club. And I'm talking about one gentleman who's joined us recently, and he's 82, and he's not played table tennis, it was in the youth club. So he said, then his wife said, but didn't you used to play in the local table tennis leagues? Oh, yes, yeah, I think I did. All right, and didn't you used to actually play at a county level? Oh, yes, yeah. Oh, I forgot about that. Oh, I've not played this since I was a young lad in the youth club. Within 10 minutes of having a tap, carefully supervised for mobility and safety, he was spinning them, back serves, top spin, the lot. It came back a treat, Pete. To him, he was back at the youth club. His wife actually told us about his journey up to county level and then coaching. It's fantastic, fantastic. So that's table tennis therapy for people living with dementia, Parkinson's and similar conditions, but those two in particular.
The station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
I've been chatting with my guest, Keith McIntosh from the Sporting Memories Network. Keith is a keen drummer, and another initiative he's been involved with is Drumming for Dementia.
Drumming for Dementia. And that's a new initiative that I've been involved with. I've been a keen drummer, a social drummer, since, well, for 60 years plus. And following on from the fantastic Children in Need Drumathon that took place back in 2021 with the amazing and inspirational Owain Wynne Evans, I put two and two together. I thought, well, you know, their charity that they were involved with, Children in Need, were supporting children with autism who have benefited through drumming, percussion, and it's had a positive effect. And then I did a little bit of research and I found out that there is a network of drummers supported by the Clem Burke Project, backed up by two universities to give it credibility to the research, that they were moving then into the field of neurological conditions, Parkinson's, dementia in particular. I thought, well, I'll combine my interest in drumming with dementia care support and being a dementia friend. So we set up monthly drumming for dementia groups. So this Saturday morning, alongside the table tennis, in one room, in another room, there'll be half a dozen people there playing along on practice pads and snare drums with quiet pads on, because you've got to be mindful about the volume levels when you're actually playing along to strong music with beats like We Will Rock You. And we always finish with Simply the Best by Tina Turner, because it's a rocking song. The drumming routines about it are absolutely brilliant. And to see the joy that it brings to the participants. And the wives and daughters are there having a cup of tea in the corner, watching the joy and the excitement and the happiness that it brings to them. So that's an initiative that I'm involved with on behalf of Dementia UK and the Admiral Nurses. And we're having a 12-hour drumathon in a month's time, where I've lined up 24 with myself, drummers, who will play for half an hour from 9 o'clock in the morning to 9 o'clock at night and raise a load of money for Dementia UK, the charity. And they're coming along, they've signed up to play, drummers of all ages and all standards, to take part, to have some fun and to raise some money for a very special worthy cause in Dementia UK. So that's another project that I'm involved with, and it's creating a lot of interest, yeah.
Yeah, it's a new one on me. I've had various things, but certainly not drumming. And I think it's great to, you know, whatever you're doing in these things. One, it's great to think outside the box and suddenly look at, well, drumming, can I join that together? And the other thing is that the real payoff you get in social aspect of all this, of drawing people together, share stories, make new friends. And, you know, I think sometimes we really underestimate the power of that social connection.
I agree. And particularly coming out of COVID, and, you know, creating opportunities in a safe environment, a comfortable environment for people to come back together again and have some fun and friendship, care and compassion. It works. And the families, you know, to receive a text from the daughter to say, Keith, my dad came along to that sporting memories session or that table tennis session or that drumming for dementia session. You've helped me to get my dad back.
Yeah, that's...
No sense.
Oh, absolutely.
That's just one example. Mm. That's really what it's all about.
Yeah, but absolutely. It's... you know, dementia is a shrinking world, as we call it, where, you know, unfortunately friends drop off and relationships become difficult. But, you know, if you can shine a little bit of light in there with sporting memories and music, drumming, everything you're doing, then, you know, there's so many positives as well. I mean, on the show, we you know, there are dark elements to a very horrible disease, but there's a lot of light shining out there as well.
Yeah, and that's one of our aims, to shine some light into these dark places through these various activities and to create, you know, short, special moments and times of joy and happiness and smiles and fun. And it makes a big difference, not only to the individual people we're supporting and caring for, but particularly for their families. And it just helps to lift and give them a lift for a short period of time. But that's all part of the plan and the package that we offer, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, sadly time's drawing us to a close, but I think it's a brilliant initiative. I say, you know, anything involving sport and music is absolutely right down my street. And, you know, please, you know, say congratulations to all the people that are doing it, all the volunteers that come along, because, you know, sometimes people are underheralded in what they offer. And I think it's a, you know, terrific, terrific thing.
Thank you. And I will do. And this opportunity, and I know Sporting Memories and the other partnership projects that I'm involved with will be very pleased to hear that you've shown some interest. And you're creating an opportunity maybe for other groups and other people around the country to do their bit and to think, well, I never thought about that. I never realised that actual table tennis can play. I've got a table at home in my garage. I'll invite some friends around and we'll have a cup and just lay it on. So some things can be done officially in a club setting and right and proper, officially safe, legal, compliant, safeguarding vulnerable adults, health and safety. I strongly recommend and reinforce that it's got to be done properly to give it credibility. And again, where possible, work in partnership with the recognised organisations, with the Alzheimer's Society for support and advice. Locally as well, connect with your local Dementia Action Alliance or action group in your town, village, city, wherever. And bring them in and create opportunities for them to be involved in partnership. And bring some of their officials in to actually see what goes on and to take part, which I always do, by the way. So I've had visitors recently from the Alzheimer's Society, and they've been playing table tennis and they've been drumming. So they can see for themselves and experience it. And then they're comfortable and happy to make referrals and introductions, knowing that the groups are well run, they're safe and sound, very friendly and accommodating. So I stress partnership wherever possible with the recognised organisations is the best way forward.
Keith, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for being my guest here on the D Word.
You're very welcome. Thank you and all the very best to you. Thank you, Pete.
My thanks to Keith for a fascinating chat. And if you'd like to find out more about the Sporting Memories Network, their website is at www.sportingmemories.uk. That's it for this week. Thanks to Andrew, our excellent production assistant. Next week, we're off to California to chat to author and campaigner Mary Crezeno. So until then, thanks for listening and take care now.